with haunting gurus.
He was the Oscar nominee for American Scream and the owner and actor and marketing man and whatever the hell else he does for Ghoulie Manor. It's Vic Barreto.
Hey, what's happening, Chris?
What's up, Victor? I just love saying, here, Victor.
So what's going on?
Everything. I'm too busy. I got not enough time. As you know, I'm sure that you're right in the same boat. But you know, you've kind of gone through the home haunting. You've come out the other side. You went, became a pro sellout. Became a pro, and now are running Ghoulie Manor in Taunton, Massachusetts. You had already had your first year, which was last year. So, let's talk about some of the big ahas, shit you've learned, maybe the hard way. From last year's experience as your first year as a professional haunted attraction.
What do you want to talk about first?
I mean, I don't know. Just talk about anything. Like, what was it? Were there a couple of hurdles that were really hard to overcome?
Well, marketing is really hard. Certainly, getting ready for inspections is really hard. Actually, that's probably a good thing to talk about. Building and fire inspections and electrical and the whole bit.
I'm sure that there's things that you're not even expecting, and then they just say, "Oh, by the way." Boom, they drop that bomb on you, and then you're like, oh, God, it's one more thing I have to do right now, or how much is that going to cost me? What were some things you ran into last year?
Well, I was pretty well prepared after, like, 8 years ago to haunt conventions and taking the right courses, not just the prop building courses like I like. The last few years, it was mostly business courses. I learned a lot at the conventions, and I get to apply what I learned, and it's never enough. There were still some big surprises, but last year we called the fire marshal ahead of time and the building inspector, too, to come down and see us. Now, we're in a mall, but we're not accessible from inside the mall, so we've got our own parking lot over here. We've got sprinkler systems, smoke detectors, the whole bit. So that's a good start. I learned about fire retarding and exits and, emergency lighting and all that stuff at the conventions. So we called the fire marshal to come in and check us out. So we wouldn't have any big surprises, I guess. So he came in 2 weeks early. He walked in the door, he looked at our facade, and he said, wow, this is a tinderbox. And we were having a heart attack. We explained everything that we did. We showed him the fire retardant that we used. We had the receipts. We used the different fire retardants for different materials. You know, there's retardant for wood, retardant for paint, retardant for cloth. We had all our exits planned out and mapped out on paper. That was important to him. So by the time we finished walking him through everything that we did, he's like, wow, I'm pretty impressed. You guys did your homework. Now, there were some other things. Lori Castor had her black spot haunt up at the Providence Place Mall at Dave & Buster's, and she told us that we would have to get an intercom system that would, you hit the panic button, the lights come on, and, you have to have a recording on a speaker that tells everybody to leave the building. And I found this out, talking to her probably a week before the fire marshal got here, and I checked into it. It was a few thousand dollars. So we didn't have that in place. So when the fire marshal came in, I asked him about it. And he went and checked the books. And it turns out Dave & Buster's serves alcohol. We do not. So we didn't fall under that particular law. And then you have to go out and buy all the extra equipment. So the bottom line is,
don't listen to Lori Castor.
No. That was very good advice. The bottom line is, work with your fire marshal. Be prepared and work with them. He made a few suggestions. He had me put up two extra exit signs. One of the good pieces of advice that she gave me is, you know, leave a little bit of something for them to find wrong. They find it, they tell you to correct it, they're happy. And that's actually a good piece of advice, too. So, and, you know, come inspection day, he came in. Actually, I had given him some samples of fire treated materials. He said, nope, I'm going to burn your house down. And he came in, and he tried to light my house on fire. And nothing lit. And then he gets to the living room setup we had, and he's like, well, you know, you had upholstered chairs here. That's not going to work. And he tried to light the chair. It didn't light. So you can see the frustration. He went over to the couch, and he pulled the cushion out, and he lit it from underneath, and that actually caught fire. But, you know, he put it out with his foot, and he said, you know, you guys have done as much as you possibly can. I mean, we had, when we handed him the paperwork, we had the whole haunt mapped out, every exit, where every floodlight was located, where every fire extinguisher was located. We trained our people on using the fire extinguisher. You know, the guy was totally impressed. So this year when he came back, he really didn't try to light anything on fire. He checked to see that we had purchased more materials, fireproofing materials, fire retardant. And he checked all the lighting. We made some changes. We added 8 rooms. And, you know, the back exit stuck a little. He had us fix it. Done. It was easy this year. Yeah, bottom line is educate yourself. Don't, you know, you're not going to just throw up a haunt. It's not going to work that way. You really have to investigate what needs to be done. Same thing with building codes and everything else. We're ADA accessible. We don't have any stairs. We don't have any slanted floors. Excuse me. We're entirely ADA accessible, and that shows in the building codes and the plans and everything else.
So, how'd things go last year? Like, did you feel it was a success last year? Were you a little disappointed, elated?
It was certainly a little bit of a reality slap. I'm like, you know, you go to these conventions and they tell you, spend $2 to $3 in advertising for every person that you want in the door. Well, I did that. I spent $30,000 in advertising, and we only got 2,500 people last year. It was enough to keep us going this year, but I think what they fail to tell you is you're a first-year haunt. You have to establish a name. Last year, we didn't even have our location. We put the haunt in a shop, in a mill. We didn't have a location until August. So none of our advertising was in place until the last minute. You know, we didn't have a lot of print, a little bit of print this year. We have banners. We made a lot of appearances at, like, the Wheeling City Festival, AHA Nights in New Bedford. We went to the Providence Water Fires, and the return this year is starting the show. Another thing we did is we went with 2 radio stations last year. This year, we only went with 1. We did exit polling last year, and we asked people, where did you hear of us? And they let us know. And then I looked at all that data and decided where my advertising is going this year. So this year we had $10,000 less to spend on advertising than we did last year. But this year already it's shown to be more effective. So we dropped one of the radio stations. It didn't work out. And we upped our advertising on the other radio station. So, you know, again, research. We also put up some billboards, big money for billboards, and they just weren't effective. Very few people came in because of our billboards. We could probably have done a better job on the billboard as far as art.
How much does a billboard go for?
A billboard can go for the ones that we picked out because they were in very good locations. It was like $3,000 each for a month.
For 1 month.
Yeah. So one of the billboards, they pulled down early because of the upcoming hurricane. So for the last weekend that we were open, our billboard on 140 and 195, the intersection there, of 2 major highways, that was pulled down a week ahead of time, and I was furious. I was furious. But they left the one up in Attleboro. They left it there pretty much all year. So, you know, yeah, I was ready to take in a small claims court, but since they left the other one up, I just shut them off. But, again, no billboard this year. You know, some people like Jason Storm warn me, don't do billboards, it's too expensive. Other haunts like Fright Kingdom, they're local, they have their billboards everywhere. So I guess to each his own. I think actually Leonard Pickle gave us some good advice. He said, if you're going to do a billboard, do one billboard and it says exit here. Unfortunately, where we are, there's no billboards in the area, but I thought that was good advice. And, you know, I guess if you purchase, you know, 100 billboards, you get them at a reduced rate, but we're just starting out, so nobody wants to deal. We did a lot more print this year. We've got banners. We're at a mall, and it's a nice mall. It's not a rundown mall. It's not, I mean, you've been to this mall. It's the Taunton Silver City Galleria Mall.
The Silver City Galleria. Are you kidding me?
It's a nice mall, but the economy's down, which works to our advantage, because if the economy wasn't down, the space wouldn't have been available to us. But they were nice. They gave us a storefront inside the mall. So this summer we set up scenes, and my wife was changing the scenes in the billboard every week, and it was building up curiosity. People were asking about us over the summer. So we're pretty well known, and I can tell by who's calling me. Last year was, you know, I'm fighting to get some advertising. This year, people are contacting me. It's very different. We're in the South Coast Insider magazine this month, and that's a magazine that, it's like a free magazine. They leave it out at the restaurants and entertainment venues. It's a full-color magazine, and we are in it. We've also had some radio stations who are willing to trade airtime for tickets. That's something that I could not pull off last year. They just wanted cash. That's it. So one of my campaigns on one of the radio stations is strictly for tickets. They say 2 to 3 years before you're established, 2 to 3 years before you can, you know, turn a profit, and that is absolutely true.
Things are feeling good. You're moving in the right direction.
It feels very, very different this year than it did from last year. I mean, just the enthusiasm. Our Facebook page, we're getting 30 likes every week, and now it's actually increased since October hit, obviously, but before we had a hard time just reaching 1,000, and now they're just coming in like mad. And of course, you know, the American Scream didn't really help us last year. It didn't come out until our last open night. It didn't air on Chiller until our last night. This year is different. There's a lot of people have seen it, and they want to see the results. So the movie kind of leaves you hanging at the end, and if you live in the Taunton area, you have a chance, or even in Massachusetts or Ireland or New Hampshire, whatever, you have a chance to see the end result of that movie. You know, you don't have to deal with a cliffhanger. You can come see it. So,
and you know, by the time this airs, I would have already been to Ghoulie Manor with the kids, so...
You will like it this year. We've added 8 rooms.
I liked it last year.
It takes you way longer to get through.
That's good. Yeah. It felt amazingly fast to get through, but it could have been a little longer. And I'm glad to hear that it's going to be. You know, you've added some new rooms, so it will be longer. I made it up there by myself last year, and I didn't have a chance to come back with the kids. So this year I'm just coming straight up with the kids. Probably this Sunday.
Yeah, there's a lot of changes. You'll be pleasantly surprised. There's very few rooms that were untouched.
So what are some of the newer rooms that you've added?
We've got a tool shed. We've got a music room. We've got a seance room. We've got a couple of tombs that you have to walk through. We've got a chapel. Tea room, library. I mean, the list goes on. you know, some of the rooms we axed from last year and remodeled them. And then, like I said, there are 8 additional rooms on top of that, and it takes you, you know, almost twice as long to get through as it did last year.
You miss not having the haunt back at the house? Because you're open Halloween night, right? Yeah, open all Halloween?
Oh, no. No, we are not open Halloween night. Halloween night is ours. The actors, the family, you know, that's for us to go out and celebrate. We are not open. We're open, I think, the last week every day up until Halloween, but not on Halloween. I do miss home haunting, though. I do miss it. You know, I took my kids trick-or-treating last year, and it was really, really fun. But we had people walking by our house going, oh, we're so disappointed. I'm like, did you go to the haunt? But we didn't know about it.
You don't have a sign at your house that says, Ghoulie Banner?
No.
Dude, are you crazy? By the time they come by on Halloween, it's too late because Ghoulie Manor is closed, right?
Exactly.
I would have put one out there. I'm telling you, I'm going to put a sign up on my cemetery gate that says "The Village Buyer," brought to you by Mobile Device Medics. I'm not shitting you. I'm doing that. I don't give a shit. I'm a shameless promoter. I don't. Whatever it takes. If I get 400 people by the house. That's 400 eyes I get seeing that thing, you know?
That's right.
400 tablets or phones or iPods or something that I can fix. Shit, anything else we want to talk about?
Our best asset is our actors. I mean, if you come through here, you will be amazed at how energetic our actors are. Lori Souza put together a really good team last year. And then she's no longer with us. She went her own way. She's getting married. She's a little busy this season. So my wife took over the responsibilities of the actor room, and we brought in some new people. And just wow! I mean, the energy. We even changed up some of the haunt music. You know, we got more rock music like Jerry Vane and whatnot. So that seems to have upped the energy in here, I guess you could say, and they're just amazing. I couldn't ask for a better group. And the thing is, I've heard some haunt owners say they have haunt actors because they have to. You know, they act like it's not a good thing. It's a good thing. These people bring your haunt alive. You know, without them, it's still art. Don't get me wrong, but it's still, you know, it's plywood and paint without your actors. They're what brings your haunt alive. So make sure you treat them good.
Do you have a fair amount of people who came back from last year?
Yeah, a good amount of people who came back from last year. We probably lost, I'm thinking out of 30 people, we probably lost 5 who didn't come back this year. And not because they didn't want to, it's because they couldn't for one reason or another. So... yeah, and then we had a casting call, and we had so many people show up. It's heartbreaking to tell people, you know, we've got way too many people, we can't take you. Because there are so many talented people who really wanted to work here. They heard a lot of good things, but we hired the best of the best.
What is the thing that's going to friggin' blow my socks off when I walk in there this year?
I mean, don't
ruin it for me, but if you can give me an idea of what's going to, you know, what's going to curl my toes.
Well, you know this from last year. I mean, as soon as you walk in, the facade is something to be seen. I mean, the facade is not like a regular, you know, just a throw-up type of haunted house. It looks like a house. Everything looks like it's in a house. The living room looks like a living room. It doesn't look like a box with a bunch of furniture thrown in it. The detail this year, we went overboard. And I had a lot of help from people like Warren Maxwell and Dave Lindblom and Chris Sylvia. I mean, so much talent. When you get here, I'll have to give you like a lights-on tour at some point to show you the things that they've done. They did some pretty amazing things. You got to see this music room. It's just breathtaking.
I'm coming. You sold me already.
You got to see our organ. It's not just a pipe organ. It's a monster.
Hey, I don't want to see your organ there.
Come on down. I'll show you my organ.
The dueling organs. Instead of the dueling panda. All right, cool, man. So tell people where they're going if they're anywhere within and driving distance of Ghoulie Manor. Oh, shit, they can fly in. What, are you kidding me?
Actually, don't laugh. We had Christina Glaze, an actress from Indiana, fly in just to work with us last week.
That's
pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. So,
but we're at the Taunton Silver City Galleria Mall in Massachusetts. You know, we're right on 140 and 24. You can see the mall sign from the highways. We're extremely easy to find.
Yeah. So get there if you can, as I will.
Yeah, I promise you, when you get here, you forget you're in the mall. You won't even remember that you're in the mall until you step outside again.
All right, I can't wait to go. You got me all fired up.
Well, get down here, man.
All right, Vic, I'll see you soon, and happy Halloween.
And good luck with the Village Mire as well.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing Hauntcast with all your haunt and Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.